I'm here to ask you for your vote. That from President Bush today as he addressed one of the nation's leading African-American organizations, the National Urban League. The president turned down an invitation to speak to another civil rights group last week, the NAACP. In the 2000 election, it's estimated that Mr. Bush won just 8% of the black vote, and he's hoping to increase that total this year. But, as NPR's Don Gagne reports, the president was greeted today by a polite but skeptical audience.
This is the third time President Bush has spoken to the Urban League while he's missed every single NAACP national convention since he took office. The reason for the NAACP snub, the president's aides say its leadership is too partisan, too overtly hostile to White House policies. The Urban League, meanwhile, acts in a less partisan way, though its membership is also overwhelmingly Democrat. This morning in Detroit, after some playful kidding of such high-profile attendees as the Reverend Jesse Jackson and the Reverend Al Sharpton, the president said his goal is a country of opportunity for everyone.
I don't care what party you're in, or you know, what city you live in, or what state you're from. The goal has got to be, America's got to be an hospitable, hopeful place for every single citizen.
Mr. Bush spoke here one day after an appearance by Senator John Kerry. The president made the case that he has done much for African Americans. He highlighted his faith-based initiative, which makes religious social service organizations eligible for federal money. He noted that home ownership rates for minority groups are higher than ever. He also reminded his audience of the diversity of his cabinet, mentioning African Americans Rod Paige, the Education Secretary, Secretary of State Colin Powell, and National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice.
Ours is a solid record of accomplishment. And that's why I've come to talk about compassionate conservatism and what I envision for the future. I'm here for another reason. I'm here to ask for your vote.
The president admitted that the Republican Party still has a long way to go in appealing to African Americans, a line that prompted both applause and knowing laughter. Then he said he had some questions to ask, such as, does the Democratic Party take African American voters for granted?
I know plenty of politicians assume they have your vote, but do they earn it? And do they deserve it?
The president went on asking, have traditional Democratic Party solutions truly served the African American community? Some of the delegates acknowledged that African Americans do need to worry about Democrats taking them for granted, but they were also quick to criticize the president for attacks on affirmative action, for the war, and for what they called a weak civil rights record. Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick predicted that when African Americans consider the questions the president posed, the answers will lead them to vote for Democrat John Kerry.
And I believe when both records are put up, people will see a clear choice in this community. It's going to be tough for him to garner a great deal of support from the African-American community. I think he knows that already. The president knows that.
Bush campaign strategists do know this, but they would be happy with even a tiny increase in the president's percentage of the African-American vote, saying that could be the difference in some swing states. Don Gagne, NPR News, Detroit.